News Talk 1450 WOL, Washington, D.C., a Radio 1 station, and worldwide at WOLDCnews.com.
We have this big event coming up tonight, and we've been bringing in the heavy hitters. And I don't think they're getting any heavier than our next guest in the studio. Joining us this morning is our long friend and associate and one of somebody who's a known to many people out here in Radio Land, Mr. Joe Madison himself. Welcome, Joe, to the Marketing Pulpit.
Now, let me get Maxwell his check. First.
That's funny.
Okay. Where's my check?
Oh, yeah, man, your check. I got to raise money for that check. That bill came in. I said, whoa.
Hey, man, after what's been going on with your website, I'm going to have to raise it again.
Oh, yeah, man. Joe, I noticed that last night.
Joe's been under attack, man. I tell you, it's these hackers, they do not... You put yourself out here, you try to do something good for the community, for mankind, for peoplehood, all of a sudden you make yourself a target. So
I guess I've got a 6-year-old son who thinks his papa is stupid because he doesn't know how to work an Xbox. But you know, it's just amazing how I wouldn't have known anything about it. I should point out that Gatewood, Maxwell have been part of a team, and I know you talk about this establishing a team.
That's right.
For a long, long time. You know, and once you get a team together, you stay with that team. And so he's been the webmaster for JoeMadison.com. And then when you see our logo, which, man, is now on everything. We put it on everything,
including the coffee,
including the Black Eagle Brew we sell for charity. Maxwell designed that Black Eagle logo. I mean, it's been several years now.
Yeah,
and that's what you do. You know, we all started off here at WOL, and
true.
You know, do the morning show. And then, you know, you get an opportunity to do other things. So the question is, do you take your team with you? And the answer to that is, of course you take your team with you.
And I really appreciate that, because I remember when you were on a different station, and I was in the shower one day. I was hearing this radio spot, and I heard this guy talking about this barbecue. And I said to myself, man, my mouth is watering. I don't know who this guy is, but he's pushing this barbecue. And I realized it was Joe Madison. That was the first time I heard you doing a barbecue ad.
Right. I don't even remember what the commercial
and
was.
And I was just starting my marketing business. Yeah. And I'm saying to myself, I need something that can jumpstart these customers. These customers are out here. They need something that's going to get their customers on fire. And so I called over to the station. I said, whoever that guy is that read that ad, I need to find out who he is. And I started sending customers over to that. And you were at a different station then. And so
right down the street.
Yeah, that's right.
The World Building. Right. It was a station then. It was a talk station, right?
That's
when
exactly
I first came
right.
to D.C.
And I told the sales rep, I said, look, you tell this guy, I've sent him about 5 clients. I need to meet this guy. And she set up a meeting over at Crisfield right up the street. And that's the first time I had the pleasure of meeting you. And it's been great ever since. It's been a great relationship. And it just accents the importance of getting yourself out here, doing quality work, and building a team, and we've emphasized that on the show often. And I noticed also that what we also emphasize is keep making yourself better. Keep training yourself. Don't get to a point where you're comfortable and stop. And because Joe used this term, that education and training is the new currency.
Well, it is the new currency. You know, and I really got this, and folks who listen to this station and listen to WOL have heard me say this before, but I'll go into detail. I actually viewed a documentary on Chinese workers. I'm talking about these factory. I'm talking about factory workers.
Right.
People are getting paid pennies on the dollar. And it's around this time of year, I believe, at least the beginning of the Chinese New Year, they're allowed to go home. Because many of them commute, but they stay away for weeks, months at a time.
Wow.
And they live in what we would call factory cities.
Right.
So they're little camps.
Camps would be a good way of putting it. And these are older, uneducated, undereducated Chinese who are working in these factories, and oftentimes they're trying to make enough money, or they're pushing their children to get education because it's state-sponsored education. So, but everything is based on tests.
Right.
So if you test high, you get into a state university. You get into a state school. If you don't test high, you go into a factory or you try to make it the best way you can. If you don't get an education, you're going to end up in one of these factories making pennies on the dollars. And they migrate by the millions. And I mean, get on anything rolling.
Right.
And it's a terrible situation. And then when you look at what was happening in northern Africa, where folks were crossing the Mediterranean to get to European countries, then you look at this country where folks are crossing the border to get into southwestern states and California, you ask yourself the question, who are the people that are doing this?
Right.
And for the most part, it's the under or uneducated people, and they are the ones who will travel all over the world just to find menial work. Let me repeat, menial work that pay low wages.
Right.
And borders won't make any difference. You will not be able to build walls. You won't be able to build a fence. You won't be able to dig a moat deep enough to keep them out. Who's not doing it? It's the people who are educated.
That's
it's
right.
The people who have skills.
Right.
Those are the ones that they're not leaving India. They're not leaving Mexico. They're not leaving Northern Africa. They're staying and they're, in essence, building a life and building a community and building a nation. And so that's when it dawned on me, and it was something that I read, that education is the new currency. It's not gold, it's not silver, it's not platinum, it's not yens or marks or dollars. It's really education, because the person with the education will be the person who will be able to write their ticket.
Right.
And that's where that whole, that emphasis comes from.
And I always tell you, we have a lot of our listeners, some who are doing government contracts, some who are just starting their businesses, and they have, they're good at what they do. But I have to keep emphasizing, keep getting that training, because this economy, we're in a global economy now. It's not that you can just compete with the guy next door anymore. You're competing with people in Pakistan, people in India, even in the web business that we deal with now. You're not competing with just the guy across the street anymore.
Yeah,
you're competing
true.
With the entire globe, which means you have to constantly train and educate. I do a course over at Prince George's College. I've been doing that now for about almost 15 years, and I'm always looking at the makeup of the class, and I want to sometime go out here and say, where are the people who should be here getting this additional training? And it's and I hate to mention, sometimes a lot of the brothers are missing.
Yeah.
I see a lot of the young ladies out there, they seem to be doing it. And so I've always asked myself, come on, guys, let's get this information, let's get this training. That's why we started this show, to make sure this information is out here, that you can get it. You're listening to The Marketing Pulpit. I'm Robert Gatewood. I have in the studio with Mr. Joe Madison himself. The number here at the station is 1-800-450-7876. That's 1-800-450-7876. If you have a question for The Marketing Pulpit or our guest, call us, 1-800-450-7876. So, Joe, somebody has like one of these good old comfortable government jobs. Why shouldn't they be concerned about the new currency? Shouldn't they be pretty much situated for life?
No, nobody should be situated. I don't care whether it's a government job or you're doing talk radio or ear engineer or whatever you are. No one should feel comfortable. Look, this is why people are always asking for additional certification. I mean, we use the word education.
Right.
But education doesn't always have to come in the form of a degree.
That's right.
My son, for example, IT expert.
Mm-hmm.
But then he goes to and you just had some IT folk on.
Right.
And they're going to, and I imagine they talked about, they had to get certain certification.
That's right.
I didn't hear the show, but I bet you that they had to have certain certification. They had to have certain additional training, because the industry moves so quickly. It just moves absolutely quickly, and almost anything we do. You look and you look at the business we're in, talk radio. A young person in college right now in communications or media training walks into a university, and I tell you, by the time they walk out, they are going to be behind. And
right.
The reason is that if you come over here to Radio 1 or you go over to Sirius XM, I'm telling you, you haven't seen that type of equipment at
right.
your university, because the university can't afford it. So you've got to get trained And in addition to the degree that you have.
Right.
So the bottom line is, we're always educating ourselves. Education should go on till the day you die.
Yeah, and I tell that to my clients all the time.
All right, you're listening to The Walking Pulpit, Robert Gatewood. We'll be back after the break with our guest, Joe Madison. See you after the break.
News updates on the web at WOLDCnews.com. News Talk 1450 WOL and WOLDCnews.com.
Let's not spin all of our time. Trying on hats and shoes.
Come on.
If you want to be ready, try your best.
Welcome back. That music you hear in the background, that's the Gatewood Brothers out of North Carolina. They're one of our sponsors as well. Joseph, Robert, Curtis, Leon, and Daniel. And they put this song together just for the studio. We have an event coming up tonight, the first Friday. William, people are lining up. I was when I was leaving the office today, I was watching the numbers just go up
as
people are signing up for this event tonight. And like I was saying, when I was on the break, one of the callers called in. She was trying to register here at the studio. I told her to go to the website.
Well, they can go to marketingpulpit.com and register right now. Registration is still open for tonight's event. And we definitely are looking forward to seeing you out tonight.
And we're going to have some of our sponsors coming out. The sponsors make this show happen. It make it happen. People like our good old friends from Upright Carpet Cleaning, Miss Bailey and Raymond, they're coming out tonight. And they're bringing some of their family members. And if you need a type of carpet cleaning needs, if this holiday comes down on us, if you spill that cranberry sauce on those sofas.
Yeah, you got to get it cleaned up.
Get it cleaned up. So check out Upright Carpet Cleaning. Matter of fact, go to their website at uprightcarpetcleaning.com and go ahead and request a free estimate. That's Upright Carpet Cleaning. Or call them at 240-280-6607. And you're going to have our good friend from Upright, our friends from Payables 101, and we're going to have our guest. Who's in the studio? The number here at the station is 1-800-450-7876. That's 1-800-450-7876. We have in the studio Mr. Joe Madison, the Black Eagle, and he's joining us today on the air, and he will be at our event tonight at the First Friday. We were talking about the and welcome back, Joe. Mm-hmm. We were talking about the importance of training and getting education. And just because you have that business rolling and because things are going for you now, you can't just turn it off. And also another thing, quote I like for you to use, Joe, I hear it all the time. And people out here are talking about the show's mission is to build strong businesses so that we can put our kids to work. We have this abysmal unemployment rate in our community. I noticed that other communities, and this is just a natural occurrence, nothing wrong or right about it, just that people tend to hire people in their community. So if you're in an aging community, you tend to hire agents, not that there's any discriminating against anybody else. It's just those are the people you're familiar with, those are the people you're around. And different other communities are doing the same thing. Now, naturally, we should hire everybody, but the tendency is that people tend to hire people who they're around. Consequently, because there's a dearth of successful businesses in our community, and that's what the show is trying to do to change that paradigm, then we can have to start putting our kids to work so we don't have to keep sending them out in these communities during the summertime when they're trying to find work. So Joe always asks this question, what are you going to do about it? Well, that's what this Marketing Pulpit show is about. We're trying to do something about this unemployment problem we have in our community by building these strong businesses, making sure that these businesses, we start enough businesses. The problem is we don't have enough to successfully survive and grow to the point where they can actually start hiring people. So, Joe, I like that quote you're saying, and you can apply it to just about anything. People do a lot of talk, but when it gets down to it, it's about what are you going to do about it.
Well, it is about what you're going to do about it. I mean, Dr. King, made it's a similar quote,
mm-hmm.
and that is he always used to say everybody can be great.
Right.
Everybody can be great. Everybody can do something great because everybody can be great.
Right.
I think, and then as you were talking, I'm thinking to myself, I think it also is a lack of knowledge. You start a business based on what your interests might be.
Right.
I mean, like for example, another part of the team that I work with is Lou Hutt. Lou Hutt
right.
is
right.
Lou Hutt and I went to college together.
Is that right?
Yeah, Lou Hutt and I went to college together. Lou Hutt is a CPA and an attorney.
Right.
And so we maintained a relationship and friendship all these years. He is a tax attorney to NFL. He says, you know, he's their CPA for the. He is a CPA for many outstanding entertainers and athletes. He's represented lottery winners. He's represented little folk like myself. I mean, you know, but here's the thing with Lou. Lou didn't start off as Lou Hutt and Associates.
Right.
Lou went to work for a company, and he learned what there was. You know, I had a friend of mine, a mentor of mine. There's a great book out called Striving While Black. Let me tell you something. Get it. Striving While Black. The author is Kwame Salter.
Okay.
I knew Kwame Salter when I was a freshman in college, a freshman and sophomore in college, and he was an upperclassman. And he ended up being the senior vice president of Kraft Food Global. He's written this book, which is really a playbook on how to survive in corporate America.
Mm-hmm.
But I interviewed him this week, and he said, look, there are three things he's, and let's see if I can remember. He said, when you go into a corporation or into a business, you want to get something from it.
That's
he
right.
calls it, you get something from it.
Right.
So you like if you so before you go into jumping into a business, you got to get that training, get some experience. Then he said, you give.
Right.
That's right.
He calls it the three G's. Get, give, or go. And so his position is, then you make sure you give something back.
Right.
You get, you give. You give because something may come back to you. Then, look, if you can't get something out of where you're working, if you can't give something to where you're working, then get going.
Right.
Then go.
Because you're kind of wasting
then
time.
Go. Well, you know, you can apply that positively, too. Get something, get that experience. Give something back.
That's
because
right.
you never know. You might be working with someone. You do a good job. And then you decide, you know, I'm going out on my own.
Right.
Now, if you've given something to that folk, these folks will
Man,
turn around.
And, for you.
Thank you. They'll
right.
say, well, you know, we had a good experience with him. Sure. Look, you might get a... And then be prepared to go.
That's right.
But I think our problem is that too many of us don't go. We don't go in prepared.
Right.
Right.
And that's really what you have to do. You have to go in prepared. I think the other problem is, and this is just, is that everybody wants to start at the top.
Oh
yeah.
Oh my
God.
They want to start. They want to be. I want to be big, and I want to be. And I call it the microwave generation. I want to be. If it doesn't happen in 30 minutes or 30 days, as you've taught me, you guys have taught me. Most businesses fail within what
five years.
I was mm-hmm. going to say it still. Right. It's most yeah. businesses fail in 5 years. So I think remember those three G's. You know, you get, you give, and then you go, and even if you stay in corporate America, it's still a get, give, and go.
Right.
Because if you don't get something out of it, and you're not willing to give something to it, then you really need to be gone.
That's very interesting that you say that at the one of the hallmarks of the show is the marketing sermon, and at the First Friday events. And I had a sermon that I was going to do next week, and it was actually called The Three G's. When you're trying to start a business, you need to either get help, get informed, or you need to get both. Because if you don't have the help you need, you certainly better have the information, the
right.
training, the education.
Right. Right.
And if you don't have the education and training, you need to get some help.
And get it wherever you can get it from.
That's right.
I mean, let me tell you something. I get most of my help. People laugh. Like, I'll give you an example. My wife is the executive
right.
producer,
mm-hmm.
And she might, and she was the executive producer before she was hired as the executive producer. Why? Because we sit at home all day, we're in the car, we're going places, and she's always saying, you should do this on the show. She's cutting out articles because she's helping her husband.
Right.
And she's, and I'm sitting there going, why are you doing this for free? And, you know, and so, and if your experience, 35 years with United Airlines, 35 years with United Airlines as a manager, now, if you can be a successful manager, run an airport in Detroit, be a successful manager, work for a vice president, a regional vice president for United,
right.
I know you can handle what I've got to do. Then I turn around and my daughter, Shauna Renee has been in this business since she was 14 years old. She screened calls. I mean, there's somebody in there screening right now.
That's right.
Right? She did it at the age of 14. She could out-screen most of the kids who came into college to work in the summer, to the point where she worked here at Radio One. And then she worked there in this very building at World Space. So then come on over and work for Dad.
Folks, we're going to finish this conversation tonight. Come out to the First Friday event where Joe Madison will be our special guest. That's the Marketing Pulpit First Friday event. Go to marketingpulpit.com.
That's right. Get something.
Yeah, right. Get something. That's right.
And go!
And if you want to be successful, folks, you got to do these three things. Do the right thing. Do it at the right time.
And you got to do it right, people.
That's right, folks. Now, let's get busy.
News Talk 1450 WOL, Washington, D.C., a Radio 1 station, and worldwide at WOL.